Q94, your Mountain of Rock. Coaching shows continue on your morning adventure, and we're headed to Texas County, and you'll be able to catch the Texas County Houston Tigers right here on Q94. And tonight they'll be taking on the Ava Bears. But before we get to that, we got Coach Sloan with us. How are we doing, Coach?
No, we're good. How are you?
Fantastic. Friday night, it's beautiful weather. Fall is definitely here, but last week, you and your Tigers jumped on a bus and headed to Oregon County to Lewis Bosman Stadium, take on the Thayer Bobcats, and you stubbed your toe, man. Take us through it.
Yeah, you know, we moved the ball to start the game, got down about the one and didn't score. Had the ball just a little bit later, and I think we were about to the 10 and fumbled the football, and that was kind of the tale of the night. They ended up and went down and scored. And we scored before half. I think it was 12-7 at half, and ended up 18-7, I believe. And you know, they just kind of beat us up front, and that was just kind of the tale of the story. We let Harrington get loose a couple times, and you know, when you're a 6'6" basketball player that's super athletic and you can run around, and then all of a sudden you just stop your feet and launch it down the field, it's kind of a two-headed monster. And we didn't contain him very well, and he did a very nice job.
Well, you know, soul-searching week, I'm sure. A lot of people looking in the mirror, but it's time to refocus because tonight you've got the top team in the SCA as it stands right now in the Ava Bears, and they're good on both sides of the ball. What are you seeing out of them?
They are nasty. You know, they are fast. They're track fast. I mean, you got some teams that are football fast. They are track fast. You know, they got Rylan Dixon back, who had some concussion issues last year. And then, of course, the Adams kid that just sets the tone for them. And I don't know, last I saw, he was averaging over 150 a night from the fullback spot. And you know, they do a great job up front on the line, and the defense is just locking everybody down. So we've told our kids all week, you know, you can't have an average Friday night. You can't have a better than average Friday night. You're going to have to play your absolute best to have any chance at all. So, you know, hopefully we show up and take care of the football and do all the things that we know how to do, because looking at what they've been scoring on other people, if we don't take care of what we can take care of, it could be a bad night in Houston.
Well, I've watched all their games. I've covered them once this year, and the one thing that I have picked up is if they get up two scores on you, their defense goes to a different gear. They just flood. I mean, they send everybody, and their objection is to just blow everything up at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. They've got a 2-touchdown lead. They're willing to sacrifice, you know, giving up a big play to possibly, you know, force a bad snap or force a bad exchange or rush a quarterback into a bad throw. And, you know, they're definitely hard to contain when they get up like that, and they just send – they'll send more people than you can block.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it looks like on film. Looks like they just get into man coverage and bring more guys than you have and say, we're just better than you, and you better get it off, otherwise you're going to be on your back with a bunch of guys laying on top of you. So – yeah, I mean, that's definitely a concern. That's something we've definitely talked about. But, I mean, it's going to be one of those deals where we get in a situation where they're bringing it. We better get it out quick because it could be bad.
Well, and you know, I think you've got the team that you can move the ball on them. And, you know, if you're able to continue that and avoid, you know, turnovers – this could be a really good game.
I think we've got to stay off the field on defense. We have got to slow the pace down offensively, move the chains, and like you said, hang on to the ball. You know, we don't want them to be on offense where we're having to play assignment and completely disciplined defense at all times, where you take a chance of blowing an assignment, and when somebody blows an assignment playing option football, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when they're we're on defense, they need to go on 12 to 15 play drives. We need to make them just get it in chunks and not in great big long plays. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, they have plenty of big play potential in the backfield, so we definitely got to limit that, because like we told our kids, if they ever get to the outside on us, we don't have anybody that's going to catch any of their top-end speeds. So definitely those are some keys to us being successful tonight.
Well, and you know, a couple of games, their opponents, Liberty won, was, you know, trying to, on the kickoffs, you know, wasn't forcing them to play with a long field, you know. I mean, that's going to be big, too, you know. Force them to go 80 yards, 70 or 80 yards instead of 50.
Yeah, for sure. when they're going 80 yards, maybe you have a better chance on a pursuit angle, but we don't want to get in any 40-yard sprints.
No, because they are lightning fast. You know, this is one of the fastest teams I've seen in a long time in the SCA.
Yeah, they really are. And, I mean, a lot of their kids are track kids, and they move really well. And if you get them in open space, it's scary. So, you know, having outside contain is very important tonight. We got to just limit big plays.
Yeah, I was talking with Jake at the SCA track meet last year, and I said, boy, I said, Ava's fast. And Jake goes, I know, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, it seems like they've got everybody back. Last year, I mean, they were pretty beat up, and
those
kids were on the roster, but we didn't see a whole lot of them. But, you know, my goodness, they're back, and just knowing the Adams kid's only a junior. So they're going to be blessed in the speed department for a while yet. So I don't know. Get ready, I guess.
Well, that's why they flip the coin up in the air, and we call heads or tails, and we line up every Friday, because you never know. I mean, I do. I think you're a good matchup for them. You know, Brady needs to have a big night running the football to help kind of control the clock, keep that offense off the field, force them, because, I mean, they're like the rest of us. They got lots of two-way players. And,
right.
You know, the more you can force them to work harder, you know, to stop the offense, I think the greater benefit that's going to play into the outcome of tonight's game.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think we just got to try to beat on a little bit and get 3 or 4 or 5 yards a play, and know that that's a successful play, and just be able to keep our offense on the field. And, you know, we've had, for whatever reason, we've had more fumbles this year than I think maybe all the years I've been here combined. It seems like it's been a ton, but we've got to hang on to football and not allow them to be on the field any more than they have to be.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, everybody. Coach Sloan of the Houston Tigers. Catch the Tigers right here on Q94. Kickoff 7 p.m., and they'll be taking on the Ava Bears. Coach, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.